Imagine a world where every advertisement instantly convinced you, every politician's speech swayed your vote, and every conspiracy theory seemed plausible. According to cognitive scientist Hugo Mercier, we don't live in that world, and never have. Despite centuries of thinkers from Plato to modern psychologists insisting humans are fundamentally gullible, our minds are actually equipped with sophisticated mechanisms to evaluate information. This counterintuitive revelation forms the heart of Mercier's groundbreaking work, Not Born Yesterday, which challenges one of Western thought's most persistent assumptions. If humans are so easily manipulated, why haven't manipulators completely exploited this vulnerability throughout evolutionary history? The answer reveals surprising truths about how we process information and who we choose to trust. From Plato to modern headlines, human gullibility has been treated as fact. Ancient philosophers warned of citizens swayed by demagogues, while today's concerns about fake news seem to confirm this view. Famous experiments like Asch's conformity studies and Milgram's obedience experiments apparently support this pessimistic assessment. This creates an evolutionary paradox. If humans were truly gullible, manipulators would have exploited this throughout history, creating selection pressure against it. The solution? We aren't actually gullible. Those classic psychology experiments demonstrate social conformity under pressure, not genuine belief change. Humans possess what Mercier calls open vigilance, the ability to remain open to beneficial information while filtering out manipulation. Like omnivores who must accept diverse foods while avoiding toxins, we are communication omnivores, exchanging information about virtually anything, requiring sophisticated filtering mechanisms that operate unconsciously. When these mechanisms are disrupted, we become more stubborn, not more gullible. The Korean War brainwashing converted only 0.5% of American POWs. Modern enhanced interrogation proves less effective than trust-building methods engaging higher cognition. Children's apparent gullibility reflect limited knowledge rather than cognitive immaturity. They show sophisticated source monitoring from early age, preferring reliable informants and rejecting information from proven unreliable sources. When assessing new information, our first defense is plausibility checking, comparing incoming messages against existing beliefs. Studies show we typically move about a third of the way toward incorporating new information from credible sources, even when it challenges deeply held views. This belief updating ratio remains consistent across contexts, from climate change to economic policy debates. Argumentation serves as a sophisticated mechanism, allowing us to accept novel ideas that increase the overall coherence of our belief system. Good arguments can powerfully change minds. Kurt Gödel's incompleteness theorem gained acceptance almost overnight despite overturning decades of mathematical work. Similarly, theories like plate tectonics transformed from controversial to textbook material within a generation when backed by compelling evidence. Our real challenge isn't being too resistant to change, but effectively applying our evaluation mechanisms in domains where neither evolution nor learning has adequately equipped us. In evolutionarily novel contexts, we make systematic errors by misapplying cognitive mechanisms. For example, anti-vaccination sentiments often stem from evolved intuitions about pathogens that instinctively resist injecting disease-related materials into healthy babies, despite overwhelming scientific evidence for vaccine safety. When evaluating information, we must determine who is most likely to be right. Access to information provides the clearest cue. When someone has directly observed something we haven't, we typically defer to their testimony. Even 3-year-olds trust adults who have seen inside a box over those who merely guessed. Past performance serves as another powerful cue because it can't be easily faked. Consistently solving problems demonstrates genuine skill. We use mind-reading mechanisms to understand others' goals and track their success, while recognizing domain specificity. Expertise in one area doesn't transfer to unrelated fields. Majority opinion offers additional guidance. Mathematical models show that aggregating independent judgments dramatically increases accuracy. When 99 people with individual 65% accuracy rates vote on an issue, the group achieves 98% accuracy. This wisdom of crowds effect works across various contexts. Evaluating information requires determining both expertise and trustworthiness. Despite confidence in our ability to detect lies through nonverbal cues, research shows these methods are unreliable. No behavioral cue consistently indicates deception. Instead of looking for deception, we track diligence, the effort people invest in providing valuable information. People are most diligent when their incentives align with ours, as in long-term relationships. When sophisticated vigilance mechanisms are limited in mass audiences, we rely on plausibility checking, making mass persuasion difficult since messages must conform to existing beliefs. Yet many overestimate the power of prophets, propagandists, and advertisers. Even Adolf Hitler didn't shape German opinion so much as respond to it. His electoral success came from embodying an already well-established ideological consensus rather than creating one. Studies show his hundreds of speeches had negligible impact on Nazi electoral fortunes. Religious conversion rarely happens through mass persuasion, but through pre-existing relationships, friends recruiting friends, family members bringing in relatives. The Unification Church, Moonies, achieved extremely low success rates, with only 1 in 200 interested visitors remaining after 2 years. Political campaigns show similarly limited effectiveness. A 2018 meta-analysis revealed that early campaign efforts might temporarily shift voting intentions, but these effects disappear by election day. For major elections, the overall effect was nil, despite billions spent. Even advertising's impact is surprisingly small. Researchers at Google and Microsoft argue that properly testing an online ad requires more than 10 million participants because the effects are so minimal. The book challenges a common assumption. The problem isn't excessive gullibility, but rather how difficult genuine influence is to achieve. Misconceptions persist because people actively resist information from legitimate experts. Anti-vaxxers don't lack skepticism. They exhibit excessive distrust, rejecting evidence from scientific consensus. Our evolutionary trust mechanisms developed for small-scale societies where we personally knew those we needed to trust. Modern life requires faith in networks of strangers whose decisions affect our lives, from food inspectors to aerospace engineers. Our brains naturally reject information lacking familiar trust signals. The solution to misinformation isn't just better critical thinking skills, but creating responsive feedback systems between decision makers and those affected by their choices. Conspiracy theories correlate strongly with institutional trust. Transparent governments see fewer conspiracy believers than countries where corruption has eroded public trust. Our greatest challenge isn't combating gullibility, but strengthening the trust relationships that connect individuals to reliable knowledge sources. In a complex world of information overload, perhaps the most valuable skill is knowing when and who to trust. When natural incentives don't align, humans rely on reputation monitoring. Being a diligent communicator becomes crucial for good cooperation. Research shows we're sensitive to commitment violations. People who have been overconfidently wrong lose credibility even in unrelated matters. By understanding the mechanisms that guide belief formation, we can build stronger information ecosystems that honor our natural vigilance while enabling knowledge sharing. Evolution makes persistent gullibility impossible. Instead, openness and vigilance evolved together as human communication expanded, creating a balanced approach to information processing crucial to our success.